Introduce some narrative, this Leela, just after Kaliya, deliverance of Kaliya. Vrajavasi is always blessing so many, although Krishna was there, personal present there. We can see in Krishna Leela, although Vrajavasis are there, still so many problems. Looks like problems. So many demons usually coming, so many demons creating so many problems. Actually, demons are not powerful. They are not. Why demons are coming to Vrajavasi? One may ask question, why demons are coming? Is Krishna's amour? It's Krishna's bless. Actually, according to Jiva Goswami, all the demons in Vrajabhumi, they are eternally. Eternally, they are also staying in Vrajabhumi. Yes. But only they are coming to this world to perform all these leelas. But in Golok Vrindavan, they are like neutral, tatastha. They have no specific roles, activities. Only their condition is just like Jiva Goswami mentioning, they are like sleeping condition, like santarasa. Not santarasa, they are just like neutral. But you know, when Krishna performing different leelas in other brahmandas, like Dutana, Agasur, Vakasur, most of the demons in Vrajabhumi, they are eternal associates. Actually, they are coming here. Why they are coming here? Why all these resources coming? To Vrajavasis, to develop their attachment towards Krishna. Actually, suffering, for us suffering is different. You understand? When we are suffering, because we are in material life, material conception of life, when we are suffering, our idea, our thoughts, it is different. Suffering means we are thinking, oh, it can be a problem. When suffering is coming, we are forgetting Krishna. We can understand properly. Suffering coming, calamities coming, lamentation coming means we are only thinking about calamities, not about Krishna. This is the problem. When some problem is coming, only we are thinking about problem. But those are associates, those are pure devotees. When problems coming, they are not thinking about problems. They are thinking about Krishna. Even you know how to solve problems, if you repeatedly think about problems, what you can do? You have no power to solve problems. If we have power to solve problems, then why our position in this material world is so severe? Not secure. We have no power actually. Actually, for the Vrajabhumi is all the sufferings, not sufferings we can say, like all the hindrance in Krishna Seva, so many demons usually coming, creating so many problems. By this way, actually they have no power to come. Jogamaya invited. When Jogamaya invited, Putana, let come. Krishna want to enjoy this leela. Then, Goswami are mentioned like that. If you read about this commentary of Viswarajagar Thakur, Jiva Goswami, when Putana, how it is possible to kill? A demon, she has power to change her form. How Putana came? Putana came to Vrajabhumi just like Lakshmi. Looks like Lakshmi. Even Yashoda, Rohini, most of the Vrajavasis, they have no power to recognize. Who is this lady? Most of the Vrajavasis, they think, oh, she is here. Lakshmi. Lakshmi is coming. Why Lakshmi is coming? She wants to bless Nanda Maharaj's heart. Because Nanda Maharaj performs so much austerity as a result in old age, he just find out. He just got one son. And Lakshmi is so happy, she is now coming to Vrajavasi, Vrajabhumi, to shower mercy to Nanda Maharaj's heart. You may ask this question, how it is possible to cover the consciousness, cover this intelligence, cover this, I'm going to say, real vision of Vrajavasis, their internal associates. Who have power? Putana have power. Why black magic? You know, black magic, we are saying black magic. Magics, magicians, black magic. Black magic, we are not realizing black magic. You know, sometimes in India, within the train, you can see one person eating He's just chewing or eating 100 plates, you know, plates, 7 plates. So how is it possible? He's not eating. He just, by his magic power, he just covering our consciousness, covering our picture. Because magic is more powerful than us. Therefore, we are not recognizing, oh, he is cheating us. But the Brajavans is their internal associates. Their power, their as Jivusa mentioning, all are experts from super soul. Like our body, our nail, our agarasa, everything is different, material. Only soul is spiritual. But associates their body, everything is spiritual. Their hair is spiritual, their nail is spiritual, everything is spiritual. Because they are experts from super soul. So how it is possible to cover their consciousness? Actually, Jivusa mentioning, Srivat mentioning, Yoga Maya was. So then one may ask question, Yoga Maya is more powerful than Krishna? Huh? Actually, Yoga Maya, when Krishna performing Braj Leelas, Krishna has so many potencies. In Sanskrit, it's called like, when Krishna killed Putana, it looks like Krishna killed Putana. No, no. Krishna just want to kill. Immediately, Krishna, from Krishna's body, one energy is coming. It is called Sangharika Sakti. Destroying energy. When Krishna will, something looks impossible in our life. Eh? Something, oh, in this life, it will not be happening. In this life, I cannot get peace. In this life, my life is very. What we are thinking that is right. From on our part is impossible. But on part of Krishna, nothing is impossible. Our first step of spiritual life should be like that. Why we are devotees? Krishna can make it impossible to assist. If you don't have faith, don't become devotee. Why want to become devotee? We are worshipping Krishna. If you want, if you want, you cannot demand, but if you want, if we become humble, we can change our life. We can make so many things, make impossible to possible. For us, it is impossible. Actually, for Krishna, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. If you don't have this faith, you can say, when this time will come, he will make possible. No, don't think that, like that. Still, you think yourself, still I'm great. By Krishna's help, by Krishna's blessing, by Krishna's mercy, you can say, by ocean of Krishna's, dear devotee's mercy, still my life is a little sublime. You can compare yourself with your friend, with your mother, with your father, with other relatives. Whether they are happy or you are happy now. Our position is better with my Krishna, because when you are chanting 2 hours Krishna's name. Krishna is not invent. You understand? Krishna is not like that. He is not material, he is spiritual. And Krishna at proper time, proper place, when he knows how to help, when I have to help, to whom I will help, he knows very well. But we must have help. We must have help. Therefore, this is the most essential qualification of a devotee. Like Brajavasis, all Brajavasis, they are facing so many problems. But only one of who? Krishna. When first fire happened? Krishna. But when Nidra, just Radha says, put thunderbolt, saw heavy rain? Krishna. Faith! You can attract Krishna by your unflinching faith. We are not like the Nanda Maharaj, Ustamata. We have no love. Once you achieve pure love, then Krishna, automatically Krishna will come. But now you want agony. Krishna's attention, at least Krishna should put his merciful glance on me. For that, first qualification, unflinching faith. Krishna, Krishna is it. Krishna is it. Krishna wants only that thing. Everything you want, what is my future, what will happen, what think all these things. Krishna, I am belongs to you. You are mine, I am yours. I don't know third thing. Surrender is like that. You don't think, oh, I have to make some plan, don't be fool, be practical. Now we are saying, be practical, this is not practical, don't be fool. No, if you become learned, still what you can do? Everything is in Krishna's hand. You have some karmic reaction. If Krishna does not help, what you can do? So we are discussing these things. How all these demons, they are so powerful in front of Krishna in Gaurakunda, in Vrindavan. No, Jogamaya. Invite. Please come. Krishna wants to do this in Leela. Then who is powerful? Jogamaya or Krishna? Krishna's will. Krishna's will. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying one point. In your life you want success? Just focus on one point. What Krishna wants from me? This is actual meditation. What Krishna wants from me? Where is Krishna? Where I am? When you develop this desire, Krishna actually, what do you want from me? I am a conditioned soul. I am not a qualified person. So many qualified Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, Gopis are with you. I am an unqualified, disqualified person. What I can do? Whether I can serve you by bringing water, or I will become a sweeper, or I will become a cooker. What do you want actually from me? When a conditioned soul develop this desire by associating with the devotees, because super soul is in your heart, he knows very well this person is desiring something very strongly. He wants something. Then through Sadhu Guru, Krishna will, I am going to say, instruct you. Krishna will engage you. So how can you know this is Krishna's plan? What Krishna wants from me? How can you know? When Sadhu Guru instruct you, and just by following these things, day by day, you will develop it and preaching. And no doubt will come. Then you have to know this is super soul's attitude. Doubt is not coming. Sometimes attachment is increasing, increasing. Faith is increasing. Because artificial, you cannot develop faith. Faith is coming from super soul. Faith is coming from super soul. And when you are developing a desire to serve super soul will not give you faith. He knows, super soul knows, Krishna knows. Krishna is super soul. This person always desiring. He wants to serve me unless I will help him through some Vaishnavas. How can he serve? First, we should develop this desire. Association means to purify our desire, developing some hunger, spiritual hankering. Krishna, what you want from me? Simple thing. Once I am here, I can say anything. You know, in India, before India tradition, it was like that in marriage. Once you married means finished. Wife suffers so much, but still, she has to think, this is Krishna's. Yeah, according to my destiny, Krishna is. I have to, whatever it may be, I have to tolerate. Like surrender, what time you surrender? What time you surrender? And our process is like that. Once I pick up the mood, I am chanting, I am depending. Even whatever it may come, my life, what I can do? Once I surrender, it's first finished. Because surrender's opposite nature is independent. One is surrender, one is independent. An independent life means dangerous life. Independent, this word indicating you are inviting danger. Inviting danger. No one is independent. You don't think guru, one who is acting as guru, is independent. No, he's not also independent. He is the most subordinate person, you can say. Most subordinate person of this world. Why? Why is not independent? Why Guru is not independent? You cannot say, I am Guru, I am being like that. You cannot say anything. No. Why is so independent? He is not independent. Why?
He is the disciple of his Guru.
Unless he becomes disciple of his Guru, he cannot become Guru. And he can, unless he became a real disciple of his Guru, real follower of his Guru, mercy will not come. Mercy, he can achieve mercy. The Rajarani's power, eternal Ladini Shakti, Ladini potency power will not descend. This is Guru Shakti, it will not descend. So most we can say, most of subordinate person, his position is like that. Is therefore, he is always taking a humble position. When you have so many responsibilities, and all responsibilities is beyond your control. You understand? You have duties. You have to serve. You have disciples. You have to address them. And they want to solve their problems. And you want Guru have to address them. And Guru want to do their his bhajan. Then his situation is because his condition. Because his condition. So he only is one hope, he becomes so subordinate, so humble, and to become a real servant of his Guru. Then Parampara and Guru Acharyas take care. Oh, he's not. He want help. And actually, we are disciples, means our life should be trained in this way. And first nature, like we are discussing, first nature should be like that. Krishna, once I am your Gurudev, once I am your, it is up to you. Because I have some karma from the past karmic actions. What I can do? Even I become very clever, I have expert, you can say intelligent, my nature is very, we can say very adjustive nature. According to human standard, you may have nice qualities. According to human standard, you are very speaking sweetly, nature is very adjustive nature, very expert, expertness is there, everything may be there. But all these good qualities is not able to solve your problems. These problems coming from past karmic actions. Good qualities does not mean it have power to nullify all these things. Only one thing. Surrender and lotus feet of Krishna. Guru and Krishna. You are. What will happen? I don't know. Today what will happen? I don't know. Tomorrow what will happen? I don't know. Future, after 100 years, what will happen? I don't know. Only I know you. Only I know you because you are the real, you are truth. You create this one. With these four Brajavasis, they are always, actually they don't know so much tattvas, they only know one thing, Krishna. Brajavasis, they are not very expert in Shastri. I'm going to say Shastri in themselves. Even if you become a great learned, you know so many Shastras, you are speaking so many things. But we have to know only one thing, how to love Krishna. How to love Krishna. How to serve Krishna, how to give pleasure to Krishna. But this is the essence of all Shastras. Brajavasis know these things. They don't know so many things. They only know Krishna and how to love Krishna. Two things. They know Krishna, how to love Krishna. Therefore, all success in their life. So many problems, so many demons coming. Krishna always protecting. Krishna always protecting. Yes. Even suffering is coming. Actually, all these sufferings are creating separation. How can you say like? Yeah. You create separation from Krishna. That means when they are within the Akasura's womb, when they came out, they developed more attachment to Krishna. Jogamaya is therefore creating all these leelas. Jogamaya is creating all these leelas. Even if you become a pure devotee, still you can see you have to face some problems. We are facing problems, a pure devotee also facing problems. But according to stage, according to consciousness, different influence. When in conditional stage we are facing problems and we are disturbed. We are disturbed, we feel no, this is not blessing. This is not blessing. No, blessing. Even through your well-wisher, through your friend, through anyone, if something is happening, you are simple. You are surrendered to the spirit of Krishna. If something happening, This is Krishna's arrangement, some blessing is there. Otherwise, whole Bhagavad Gita have no value. If you are Krishna's devotee and Krishna is putting you in trouble, then Bhagavad Gita no value. Because Krishna is saying, Srihitam Sarabhudana Gyanto Mansat Vachati. Peace for all, nobody used to say. I am the old wiser, well wiser friend of all living entities. Then what is the value of Bhagavad Gita? And sadhu, we can say the best sadhu of this world, Prabhupada saying, this peace formula. Now who will put faith in Bhagavad Gita? If Krishna is creating some problems for his devotee? No. He is not creating any problems. He is not. Rather, he is just helping us. Krishna is helping us. Because we are chanting, we are praying. Nalipan karmic reactions. And sometimes Krishna giving some dangers, some calamities, some problems just for our realization. Realization means, I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's, I am not father's, mother's, wife's, countries. I am Krishna's. Body is creating problem. Therefore, we are saying, oh, I want help from husband, I want help from father, I want help from mother. Body wants some help. But soul it belongs to Krishna. I am Krishna's. Unless some calamities will come, disturbance will come, some problem will come, you can't realize I am Krishna's. You try your best. If calamity will come, at same time you are continuing some sadhana and some satsangas you are hearing, then you realize, oh, Krishna is my whole wisdom. He creating this problem for me. Actually, this is not a problem. This is not a problem. So intense. Yeah, he's friend. He knows how to save us. He knows how to, like in future some danger, most dangerous spirit was there. Will be there in future. You understand? Means in future you will face more problems. Now by giving little problem, Krishna wants to check you. Like a small child is running towards fire. And when father or mother slapping means giving pain. But this is not pain. This is not pain. Why not pain? Because if you not slap, you not give pain, you will enter into fire. Then you will finish. But small child thinking, why my father giving me? And you are thinking about present, but your father is thinking about future. When Krishna, sometimes our mind, becomes so stubborn. We are thinking, why Krishna, why this thing happening to me? Why happening to Krishna only knows? Why? He saved you. You understand? He saved you. Saved you. From a most dangerous spirit, he saved you. He is your only servant. How can he allow you? He will not allow you. Because you are simple. You are simple, he will not allow you to cheaters. You understand? Even you unknowingly follow some cheaters, Krishna will create problems. You are simple, Krishna will not allow you. If you will cry, and even those are coquettes, in their whole life they can't cry. Do you ever cry? No. They can't cry because they have intelligence. Up to the end of their lifespan, they will put their intelligence, they will suffer, but they cannot cry. They can't want help from Krishna. But a simple guy, a simple devotee, but he is following in the wrong way. He is going in the wrong way. Therefore, calamity is Krishna creating calamity. Why are you developing attachment? Why are you doing these things? I am your only servant. But our mind like a devotional mind. Why this is happening? Why? You don't know why this is happening. You are simple. Sometimes it looks like karmic people are not facing so many problems. Sometimes it looks like devotees are facing more problems. Huh? Many times you can see, you compare yourself with karmic people, you can realize, hey, karmic people, they are enjoying. They are not facing such problems, but I am facing such problems. Then what is the value of Krishna Bhajan? Don't think like that. Current people, although not facing problem, but they will face such a severe problem, they will go to hell. And end of their lifespan, it is like stuck. All his calamities, everything is stuck now. I am enjoying Krishna. At the end moment, Maya will give you. Okay. When you go old, everyone will just kick you out. Bodily suffering, mental suffering, everything, and he will go to hell. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is not like that. Like you know, now this is for virus, huh? But what is Corona? For Corona. Once you enter to medical, government medical, they will not allow you to come out. No. Be cured, fully cured, then go out. Krishna is like that. Once you come to his fold, means he wants to cure you. But we do not know. Anyone wants? I saw in India, I got this news in India. In India, many people, they run away from the hospital. You have disease. Doctor already recognized. He wants to cure you. But in fear, he just... Many things happening going on now. You have disease. Doctor already recognized. It is danger for you, danger for others. He wants to cure you, but you are running out. Krishna is like that. We are like disease person, like virus affected person. Krishna wants to choose you. Oh, he is a simple person. You want to serve me. He will not allow you to do anything material. He will not allow you to make any success in your material life. No. Not possible. You try your best. You will just cut off. Because Krishna knows, he is a simple guy. If you do all this material activity, you suffer. You will suffer. I don't want to see someone is very simple. That is my devotee, and he will cry. I cannot tell him. Therefore, each arrangement, he will arrange in such a way, even calamity will come, some problem will come, but still you can continue your spiritual life and your school life. This is Krishna. Try to understand Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is blissful. Krishna is full of bliss, full of knowledge. But his playing, his activities, his leelas, for conditioned soul, not in direct way, like zigzag way, because we have karma phala. Krishna wants to play with us and keeps always realization. Unless some realization will come, you cannot pray nicely. Like when you realize yourself, oh, my father, he took care so nicely in my young age, then you can do something for your father. Why now the sons, daughters, they are not staying with father, they are staying in city. They are not realizing that father, mother, when I am young, I am a small child, they took care of me. Realization is not coming, therefore they are not serious, they are not serving. Through all these problems, all these calamities, Krishna wants to give us some realization. Just take this realization. Then you can serve me. Not only by facing calamities, you can get some realization. Same times association is, Pandavas are facing so many calamities. You cannot tolerate one calamity. But Pandavas are hardness. But why they are so strong, hopeful? Why so hopeful? Association. But Krishna's blessing always, Dhaumya was there, Vidur was there, Pitama Bhishma was there. Always. Actually, if you are simple, simple way, Krishna consciousness is very simple, just depend. Krishna, I am you. I come, I am not you. I am not a very knowledgeous person. I am not a very expert person. I don't know. I have so many faults, but I am you. Please save me. Save me, give me protection. Then you can get association. You can get association. By association, you can develop a mood
by which mood you are now ready to serve Krishna at all conditions. Now hindrance is coming in this body creating problem. Body is always obstacling. Sometimes 30%, sometimes 50%, sometimes 70%. Sometimes when thinking about future, then body stop. present, oh, my body is weak, this is happening, what will happen? Body is creating all this problem. And actually, this is Krishna's plan. If you are simple and you are surrendered, bring to Krishna, please Krishna, serve me. Krishna will give you association, and by the association, you will abide your mood. You can construct, I can say. Yeah, you can create such a vibration in your intelligence, in your mind. At every step of your life, you are ready now. You are now ready, like Pandavas, to serve Krishna, to depend on Krishna. That is the actually association's influence. Why we are associating with sentient person? You don't think sentient persons from the beginning they have no problems. You don't think like that. You see in case of Prabhupada, you see in case of Gurudev, how many so-called problems they already faced. Looks like, actually these are not problems, so-called problems. For us this is very serious. But for them, they are very serious in Krishna consciousness. They are not very serious in problem, but we are very serious in problem. Actually, real problem, we are very serious when a problem is coming. But they are very serious in Krishna consciousness. And they had all these experiences like Pandavas. And they know the nature of this material world. Therefore, by blessings from Parampara, by blessings from superior Vaishnavas, Acharyas, Gurus, they have one direction of their life. One direction, one way. Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's. Krishna, just take care of me. I am at every moment I am ready to serve him. This is Krishna consciousness. All Brajvasis, Nanda Maharaj, Sunamata, Radharani, all gopis, they know only thing. They know Krishna and how to love Krishna. Although so many problems they face, so many demons came, always some problems. But they never forget it. In their calamities and problems, they never forget Krishna and Krishna's seva. This is the symptom of pure devotees. You don't think we are facing problem. Gurus and pure devotees, they are not facing problem. Why we are disciple? Therefore we are disciple. And therefore he is guru. We are disciple means when problem is coming, we are unable to serve, unable to chant, unable to follow Guru Krishna's instruction and Krishna's pleasure. Therefore it. But guru means he is guru, therefore he is guru. Why he is guru? At any condition, he is ready to serve his guru, parampara and Krishna. Like Mukti, she knows. She is not worried. She was not worried. Such a great war was going on. A war. Even in heaven, demigods are discussing who will win, how will defeat. Demigods are watching. In Kurukshetra, they are watching. How Krishna is helping Arjuna, how they are fighting each other. Everyone in three worlds at that time was worried. But only one lady. Such an experienced lady, could this was not worried. Why she was not doing? She knows one thing. I am living, I am belongs to Krishna. My sons are living, they are belongs to Krishna. If I will die, I am belongs to Krishna. If my sons will die, still they belong to Krishna. That's one thing. I am living now, I am belongs to Krishna. If I will die, still I am belongs to Krishna. This is surrender. Very simple thing. Krishna, I am yours. If I will suffer, I am yours. If you make me beggar, I am yours. You make me king, still I am yours. You kick me, still I am yours. Yes. And I can't do. I have some karma. I am a conditioned soul. I am not a. Even I am not a Brahma. I am not a Indra. What I can do? Everything is in your hand. Actually, sadhu sangha means only for one thing. To develop this mood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for that purpose. Sikhaya Saranagati Bhakati Ramta. He came to teach us this thing, surrender. Surrender means, why I will think so many things? Thought is coming. It will come automatically. Because what is there? Some problem will come, thought will come. But by hearing, repeatedly hearing and remembering, we have to teach out. Problem will come, karma. What do I can do? I have to surrender. have to serve, I have no other way. This is pure devotee's asset. This is asset. Then the Bhaktivinoda was saying, Maravila Kobi Joicha Tomar Nityadasa Vruti Puyatika. You may keep me or you may give me protection. Whatever you want. Another hand, simple. Asrishya Vapadratam, simple. You may embrace me or kick me. Or steal you. You are mine. Well, this is this law Krishna wants. You are mine. And when it became matured by associated with sadhus, Krishna, I belong to Krishna. Still suffering is coming, still I am Krishna's. What others are doing, I don't know. What other devotee's idea, what other karma people's idea, what others' idea, I don't know. But I am belong to Krishna. If suffering comes, still I belong to Krishna. If happiness will come, still I belong to Krishna. After we are performing sadhu sangha, we are doing sadhu sangha to mature this mode. Otherwise, we are not karmis, we are not worshipping Krishna for some material benefit. Okay, I am doing this bhajan, I am getting this material benefit. This is not our parampara system. Parampara system is surrender. Surrender to the spirit of Krishna. But what is the norm? They know. And all the demons, so we can see, Kalya came, Kalya was there. Krishna Parvati, so nicely loved Kalya. Knows very well. Krishna knows very well. If Krishna is so merciful, if he wants, he can kill Kalya. But why he not killing Kalya? Rather giving such a nice boon. Kalya's prayer, such a nice lila, Kalya is saying, no one is fortunate in this three world like me. Although I am most degraded person, but no one had got such type of boon, such type of blessing, such type of mercy from you like me. Even Lakshmi, what is that? Krishna's lotus feet. You understand? Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna put his lotus feet on Kalya over Kalya's hand. No, India, there is a snake. Here, if you go just like 1 kilometer towards this green field, you can find these snakes. Once the snakes can enter here, and our devotee, they don't know, they just kill. No, you cannot kill all these snakes. Their Kaliyas, are going to say, dynasty. Okay? Kaliyas dynasty. You don't know, huh? You don't know. Oh, university, there is no snake. You don't. But we know from beginning, when I was small in our Tulsi, how can you say, when Tulsi Mandap, in everyone's house in India, before we have no cement, no bricks, we throw the mud, we are making like stairs, like that, like Tulsi stairs, outside of our house, Tulsi Mandap. Madam, it's like a clay. So two snakes, when I was small, I know, two snakes, male and female, they are living there. All our family members know. You see, snakes, snake, poisonous snakes, fire, water, and thunderbolt. They will not attack you. Snakes are everywhere in India. They will not attack you. All our things according to your destiny. Therefore, sadhus, you are thinking about snakes. Just imagine when Dhruva Maharaj went to Vrindavan. So on the way, 300 kilometers, more than 350 kilometers, he just leave his house nearby Kanpur, and more than 350 kilometers, full of jungle. How a small 5-year-old boy went to Vrindavan and performed tapasya. Snakes are not there. Tigers are not there. Everyone is there. Supersoul is in everyone's heart. You don't. Why you are not thinking supersoul is not in the snake's heart? When you have to suffer your karma bhava, he'll come, he'll buy. Otherwise, they will not create any problem. They are living. Therefore, Kalya is saying, Krishna is so merciful. Kali is saying, I am the most fortunate person in this world. Although I am very degraded, I am creating so much disturbances for such saintly persons. I was living in Vrindavan and creating so many problems. Even cows, Vrajavasis, they are not coming here, they are not drinking this water. But you give me most valuable gift that I had, I got. No one had got before. What is that? Krishna's lotus. Still you can see. Snakes are there. And I know when I used to have my mother usually with a pot. Not in clay pot, like brass pot. She's bringing milk and giving. They come up. Usually they are inside, not coming outside. Sometimes they come and they will play. They will play. And you only have to give milk. They will drink milk, they will go inside. And they are very pious. If they will stay in your house, you can achieve everything. Yes. Some bars, India is different, not like West. We have, even among the bird, among the animals, among the insects, some pious are there, some impious are there. Among the birds, some pious birds are there. If they will stay in your house, you can achieve everything. Yes. Even in animal kingdom, everywhere, some pious are there, some simple species are there. So Kali therefore realizing, this is Brajalila. Krishna is how merciful. And what Krishna says? What Kali said to Krishna? Same thing. Surrender. Why are you blaming me? Kali is saying to Krishna. Why are you blaming me? You punished me so much. But I don't want to blame you. But indirectly I am blaming me, you. I am in species of snake. Snake. This is duty of snake. Poison is there in body. They are bad. Developing crime. Therefore, you want to attack Guru. Poison is. Now, who created this poison? Who created this species? You are. You say to Krishna, you are creating all these things. Not blaming, indirectly. He wants to create. Yeah. Actually, he wants, by his own qualification, he is presenting, his unqualified. I am an unqualified person. By this way, in such a way, he is presenting so that Krishna can give mercy. He is saying, I am a poisonous and also by your desire, I am this snake body. But it is up to you. You may kill me, or you may punish me, or you may give me some. Relax. What do you want? But Krishna said, no. This is Krishna. Krishna put his, when he was dancing, knowingly, Krishna knows. Never Brahma, Lakshmi, no one get in this reward. So snake, Kali also, he got this blessing. Still, Kali's dynasty is there in India. But the rare snakes, you cannot find everywhere. They will stay nearby the temple or somewhere. Pious activity is going on, they will stay. And Kali, when Kali was living, still he is saying, I am going, but I have fears towards Garuda. He said, no. Once Garuda will saw that in your hood, right? Yeah, in your hood. My footprint is there. He will not attack you. He can understand that, oh, Kali got Krishna's blessings. He will not attack you. You may go to Ramana. But everything happens to Kali. Kali achieved all blessings, also such a nice blessings, only due to one thing. Because his wives, they are devoted. And the wives pray seriously to Krishna. Please excuse our husband. Please give life. This is the real purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. You may be like Kali, but we want some associates. We want some Vaishnavas who can pray for us. Therefore, we are accepting Guru. Then, what is necessary for accepting Guru? Why we want to associate with Vaishnavas? Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas. Krishnavara Avedana, Krishna Dayama. Vahena Pamara Bhutti Pavena Samaya. Mood should be like that. Accepting Guru, it is not a person. Okay, I am Guru, you have Guru, he have Guru. No. In which mood are you accepting Guru? I am a farmer, I am a fallen person, I am a degraded person, I am no qualification. In my life, I have committed so many mistakes, so many offenses, so many simple activities. What will be my destiny? Then who can help me? So, past life we have some karmic reaction, and this life we already created so many karmic reactions. So, who will help me? So, Vaishnava is required. Therefore, accepting Guru. Why are you praying? Say, Guru Charana Padma, always praying to Guru, always worshipping Guru. Please, please. You just accept me. You pray for me. There, we are praying to Krishna. We are praying to Krishna. Krishna is not here. When we are praying to Krishna, Krishna is not here. So, when you accept Guru, when you accept the pure devotees, when you accept the dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, then Krishna will hear your prayer. Krishna, oh, who is praying? When you will pray, like when you will pray to Mahaprabhu, then what Mahaprabhu will think? Who is praying? Oh, my dear devotees, devotee disciple is praying. Then he will hear. This is a person. Therefore, as a big guru. When you will pray now, when you pray first, therefore in our parampara, when we are praying, first we are offering gurus. Why? We are praying to Krishna. But why we are praying to Guru? First, why we are uttering Guru's pranam mantra? We want to inform Krishna. Krishna, I am your dear disciple, your dear devotee's disciple, please you hear my prayer. Krishna wanted that. Asralaya Bhajadate Krishna Nayindaji, also Mare Karma. If you don't take shelter, you will die. You will die. Kalya, you just achieve all perfections only due to one thing. All bad qualities. The wives, they are so devoted to Krishna. Also, they give up this idea, our husband in future, he will never become devotee. Kali will never become devotee. Because Krishna don't want. Krishna knows. If Kali will not become a devotee, then wives of Kali, in future, they will have some problems. Because, why? They want also association. They want those associates. But if husband become devotee and wife become devotee, both they can get some association, nice association. And also, if Kaliya, because he is very stubborn, if he will not become devotee, he will continue his pride mode. He will fight with someone. If he will die, then what will happen to wives? Others may grab. Misuse. My devotees, I have to give protection. Don't try to take like police. Police duty to give protection. Police have a right to give you protection. Police have a right to beat you. You understand? So if you beat someone, even if he's a thief, but you have no right to beat someone. That means you are taking law to your hand. This police duty. Now we are doing something. We are taking law to our own hand. I want to do these things, I want to do these things, I have this plan. No, I don't want to take law to my own hand. I am just to Krishna, I am some karma for Krishna, let whatever you want, just do. Whatever you want, you want to punish me, give protection, that's the simple thing. This is the prayer, what is chanting? What is chanting? What is chanting actually? Chanting start from this point. Unless you surrender, you cannot chant. You are chanting Hare Krishna, but mind is thinking some plan. I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. No. Krishna, I am your. Krishna, just have to protect, pass. What do you like? If whole life I have to cry, I have to cry. If whole life I will be happy, I will be happy. If I am bigger, I will be disappeared. Unless you surrender, you cannot chant. Nicely. And Guru is saying, how can you surrender unless you develop love? According to degree of love, your surrender will be mature. By associating with Sadhu Gurus, if you have 30% love, your surrender is 30%. If you have love towards Krishna, oh, it's Krishna's place, Krishna's. My Guru is Krishna's devotees, is Krishna's place, Krishna's deity, Krishna's everything, Krishna's. According to your love, your surrender. For another shortcut way, we can say shortcut way. Simple way is there. If you are simple and you have faith on your Guru, by your simplicity, rapidly that increase the surrenderness. Very simple. And you are putting on principle. Guru is saying, Guru is saying, no, it's back. Now, when you are putting faith, immediately your step is increasing. Love is coming. Yes. Now, indirectly, you have love. Not direct love towards Krishna. Indirect love. What is indirect love? Now you are putting faith towards Guru means love towards Krishna. You are putting faith. So surrender becomes mature. And you can achieve perfection. Advaitvas is the embodiment of, how we can say, embodiment of love, embodiment of surrender, embodiment of dedication. There is everything. When we think individually something, I am separate from Krishna, Guru and Krishna, all problems. All problems come to your mind. I have to full life, how can I maintain my life? What will happen? Even for brahmachari, for sannyasis. You can't say one brahmachari is staying peacefully in one ashram. Still you have thought. What will happen when I become old, I have no money. If in charge will change, what will happen? President will change. You have self-thought. But you can solve all your problems with this one way. Krishna, I am your. It is up to you. Simple things. Then a real surrender, real chanting, real renouncement in spiritual life will start. Therefore, we are here. But it is not easy. Just saying two things. Krishna, I am your. What you like, just do it. You play with me. You play with my life. Yes. You would like to allow Krishna to play with him. You see, karma people, their whole life they are just suffering. Time is playing with you. Time. Sometimes favorable, sometimes not favorable, sometimes business laws. You see, China, you are so proud now. You see, time through small insects, small virus, finishing. This is time. Time is now playing with China. Very powerful Krishna's energy. So we have to invite Krishna, play with me. Play with me. What I can do? Give me protection. Otherwise, what you like, you do it. But I am here. I am whole life, I will do service, I will chant your name. Kick me, no problem. But I have hope, one day will come. I know one day will come. One day you show your car. I can see you. With this hope, this convincement, someone got protection. And we are associating sadhu only for that purpose, for our principle. Krishna is there. He is ready to help me. He is ready to help. After this is our mood. So tomorrow we may hear some lilas. Like we are studying Prabhupada Basra, how Krishna is playing with we are discussing it. He is playing with gopas. Sometimes Krishna dancing like frogs, jumping like frogs. And sometimes coward boys, they are coming from Krishna's backside and closing the eye. And Krishna have to say, oh, you are Sudama, you are Subal. If Krishna can't say, Krishna is defeated. If Krishna will say, then Krishna is weak. You see? You know, when we are small, we are playing like that. This is Krishna. Krishna wants to show us why you are suffering here. Come with me. Play with me. You see how my friends are playing. How they are so happy. I said, what is life? What is life? With such a, you can say, tedious, problematic, challengeable, every point. If you eat more problem, if you eat less problem, if you sleep more problem, if you sleep less problem, everything problem. Traveling problem, staying in one place problem, problematic world. This is life. This is life. For what? Life. Oh. But we still, we have attachment to this body. Oh, I'm body. I don't understand. In Urya there is a saying, what is life? Life is air. You understand? Air is going and coming, therefore you are here. Once air stops, it is. Life is nothing. Just air is going and coming through nose. But our dream, all life is like that. Okay? Mind creating all these things, except Krishna consciousness, except Krishna bhakti. Oh, everything, time will come, everything we will realize in ourselves is imagination. You ask to any grihasthas, when he became old, son, daughter, everything, they grow up, they married, then you ask to ourselves, you ask to some grihasthas, what is life? Useless. They will say like, nothing, no value. Yes. From beginning it looks like nice mountain, nice, how can you say, nice park. Nice lake, everything looks nice. Only imagination. Life is nothing. Only without Krishna bhakti, only imagination. You are imagining something, maybe happiness will come. Maybe happiness will come. But at the end moment you can realize life is nothing. Only you have to face so many challenges, only you have to face so many problems, only you have to suffer. But within, like we are discussing over here, within the desert. Only we want one thing. What? Rain. Water. Rain. Not water. Rain. Not rain water. Rain. Rain water. Cool down. You can get water. We want that. We want that thing. Mercy. Tranayakarunya. Mercy. And it only solve our problems. Otherwise life is very challengeable. Challengeable. Problem deep. Complex, tedious, and simple. And when we realize these things, then we can pray, O Sadhu and Guru Gurudev, Prabhupada, I don't want to stay in this world. I don't want. Please help me. In this life, I can do something for you, so that next life, you will bring me. Yeah, we have to pray. Otherwise, we are not like Vrajavasis. Krishna came with Vrajavasis to show us, you see, how much pleasure if you stay with me. And you realize yourself how much problem you are missing. After Bhagavad means, you have to realize always, look, how Krishna is dancing, how Krishna is playing, how, in which position I am now. I am coming to this material only for somebody. This is life. No, I have to find out some way. That is the way. To look towards Krishna. Developing desire to serve Krishna. Developing hankering to serve Krishna. And pass this life. So thank you. Tomorrow we'll discuss. Okay, you have a question? Yeah.
Is Kaliya kept because of the wives, his wives, he get the mercy of Krishna.
And also another point is there, not only for mercy, another also, even he is very envious, puffed up nature, not envious, puffed up nature. Therefore he was fighting with Garuda.
But like in the pastime of the ladies of the
Brahmins, yeah.
The ladies were also fairy.
Yeah.
But the Brahmins didn't get the mercy.
No, because then the because problem is there with like although Kali is restored, although proud.
Also like the Brahmins also.
No. Brahmins condition is different. Why Brahmins condition is different? they are attached to karmakandas, attached to Vedas. They are giving more importance to Vedas than Krishna. Veda is coming from Krishna. Like you see, Brahma's ideas, they are performing jagya to please Krishna. And Krishna is sending someone, give me food. Saying, no, Krishna, we are Brahmans. First we have to offer to Vishnu. Then our jagya is completing. Hey, for whom you want to jagya, he is a sending man. This is Abhimana. This is Abhimana. And still one point is there. Although they came to know about Krishna, when wives came and sees, they saw symptoms of wives. Oh, they are not pure devotees. They are realizing, oh, Brahmins are realizing. But why not they want? Why not they want? Nearby Krishna was, still Krishna was there. Nearby the sacrifice arena. Why then? Don't wait. Why? No, they have fear towards Kansa. If we went there, then Kansa will kick us out, then we will be future. Very difficult to maintain our body. You see? Yes. So different leelas are there. And Krishna, to touch us, Krishna is just showing us. You see? If you have Abhiman, if you are attached to karmakandas, and even you are attached to body, like Brahmins are attached to body. If we, our wives, they achieve perfection, still Krishna is there, wives are imperfect, why they are not going? Why? We will lose our occupation. You see, what is the concept? So many leelas, we cannot apply one leelas for putting another leelas, because different leela to taught us and to release different values, Krishna does. Therefore, Leela is just like from Himalaya mountain. Many of them say, a streams coming. Leela is like different purpose, different purpose, different releasement. Yes. Actually, our life very simple, like Prabhupada. Therefore, when Prabhupada in the West, you can hear all the cases, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Very sublime life. Huh? But we are not in Krishna consciousness, we are thinking our life is so complex. We are in Krishna consciousness, still we are thinking like that. But why Prabhupada is saying like that? Why he said like that? Actually, very simple person is very simple. Simple is surrender. If Krishna wants to play with me, happily happy. But calamity is coming, Krishna is playing with me. What to do? I cannot do anything. Still, like Krishna belongs to you. A simple thing. Associated with saintly persons and attached towards Guru and Krishna, we can develop this mood. And then actually, you will not care anything. You will not be worried for any material problems. This is as usual. You know, Brahma, you ask to Brahma, you ask to Vishnu, you ask to Indra, you ask to anyone, you will not have problem. They have no such organized material bodies like us. They are in higher planetary systems, this problem. This is as usual thing. Like summer now, what we have to do? Just drop it. And this fan is there, just managing. But influence is there. Always material body, material world means always material influence is there. Just, it will be there. But we have to develop our attachment towards Krishna. Only this. Okay.
The whole process of our spiritual life is preparing us for the last time when death will come. So if we haven't experienced a lot of conditional consciousness, then we may face this problem that we will face death and we're not prepared. So how to
No one is prepared. No. Actually, our process is very simple. If fever is coming, suppose you finish today, you finish your system now, you already cut the asana attending Guru Puja. But even that fever is coming. Did your consciousness is coming that today I just finished my round, I am Krishna consciousness? Even fever is coming. Little fever. Some headache is coming. immediately happen. Prepare us all. This is Krishna consciousness. With simple heart, we are doing something for Krishna. If Guru and Krishna accepting something, you don't think you are the world is. Actually, no one have power. When you are in fever, when you are in headache, you are not thinking about Krishna. You are thinking about body. So in world is, how can you can think about Krishna? Vishwanathan Thakur is mentioning, actually no one thinking about Krishna. When Krishna thinks about you, your consciousness, coming, oh, Krishna, and Krishna's devotees. Because whole life with simple heart you are serving Krishna. Krishna want to repay you. And Krishna will remember, oh, this devotee is from Poland, or this devotee is from Bali, or this devotee is from India. He is now going to create his body. But Krishna is thinking about us, then our remember coming. Krishna saying, antakala cha mame vasma. Is it possible? Is it possible? When fever is coming, if it's ear pain, eye pain, nose pain, ENT, ENT. So soft, how can I say? Very. Cells are there. Little bend to your eye, little bend to your ear or teeth. You can't do it. How can? You forget everything. Krishna, Krishna's name, everything will cry only. You cannot sleep, cannot eat. This is body. And when we are preparing, when soul is preparing to give up this body, how severe can I get? How can you remember Krishna? No. Krishna remembering us. His whole life, this devotee, just giving so much donation. With symptomatic training. He's trying his best, although he's unqualified. He's always dependent on me. Whole life is dependent on me. Krishna wants to remember us. When Krishna wants to remember you, then remember us. Because he's super soul. But super soul wants to give you strength to remember, then intelligent, soul, mind, everyone in one life. Purpose is there. Therefore, we are serving Krishna. We are not like Jnani Yogis. We are preparing ourselves to give up this body by remembering, remembering. No. We are depending on Krishna. Okay. Jai Granthasvam Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Jai Bodh Mahan.